A wind-blown and rain-soaked employment report for September is due this morning. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. The big U.S. jobs report from the Labor Department comes out in a bit. Employment by counting payrolls, unemployment by surveying households. The consensus guess of economists suggests just over 100,000 jobs were created last month, although some are expecting zero jobs created, zero or below, in 1 month. Hasn't happened for 7 years. And here's the big asterisk, because Hurricanes Harvey and Irma probably played havoc with the numbers, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman explains.
When one-off events hit, a big strike, a major hurricane, or two, the employment numbers get messed up. And that's what we'll see for September, predicts Mark Hamrick at Bankrate.com.
It will be viewed largely as statistical noise.
In Texas and Florida, employees couldn't get to work. Workplaces shut down. Job interviews got canceled.
Many people had to hunker down. A lot of economic activity was destroyed, suspended, or delayed.
All that may make the job creation numbers look bad, but wages could look good because lower-wage hourly workers usually don't get paid if they don't work, and higher-income salaried workers do. Jed Kalko at Indeed.com says to see how the underlying job market's doing, look beyond Florida and Texas to
industries that have relatively little employment in those affected areas, scientific research and development services, food manufacturing, and many of the internet companies.
The October numbers may give a better picture of how the whole economy's doing. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. It was six closing highs in a row for the S&P 500 by yesterday. Hadn't done that for 20 years. The S&P went up 14 points, 0.6% to 2552. The Dow rose 113 points, 0.5%. NASDAQ up 0.8%. When you ask market participants for a reason other than computers churning away based on a myriad of inputs, some tell us it's hope for a U.S. tax cut and the long economic recovery in the U.S. Futures for those indexes are mixed this morning. Now, something called the Jones Act made headlines last week when the Trump administration at first would not, then did, waive the nearly 100-year-old shipping law for Puerto Rico. It normally requires all American boats and crews when transferring goods between U.S. ports to be American. Now, some lawmakers are calling for a permanent repeal. Here's Ryan Kailoff.
Darren Soto represents Central Florida in Congress, but his dad's Puerto Rican and he's got strong ties to the island, so his loyalties are divided.
This Jones Act issue is one where Florida benefits and Puerto Rico does not as much.
Domestic shipping is nearly a $10 billion industry in Florida. Suspending the Jones Act for disaster relief didn't really affect that, but repealing it would change Florida's economy. However, increased competition from less expensive foreign ships would reduce the cost of goods and commodities for Puerto Rico and speed up the island's recovery.
Why would you bring in a foreign ship when all the needs are being met currently by America?
Tom Crowley is CEO of shipping company Crowley Maritime. He says his business protects American jobs and invests in Puerto Rican workers and infrastructure. But economist Tom Grennis says foreign companies would have the same investment incentives. To him, the Jones Act is
just protectionism. The only gainers are the shipbuilding companies.
He says repeal would hurt American shipping companies, but gains would accrue to Puerto Rico, Hawaii, and Alaska, helping the whole U.S. economy. In New York, I'm Ryan Kailoff for Marketplace.
Powerful people in Hollywood has issued a complicated statement in reaction to a New York Times report alleging he sexually harassed women for decades. At least 8 harassment cases were settled. Producer Harvey Weinstein of Miramax and the Weinstein Company fame indicated he was sorry, was working with therapists, and is temporarily leaving his post to deal with this. Quote, many of the accusations are patently false. But Weinstein has also hired a legal team to sue the New York Times. Some of these allegations, have been circulating for years.
I had been pursuing this story for literally probably 20 years.
Kim Masters is editor-at-large of The Hollywood Reporter and host of KCRW's The Business.
I asked him about this the first time I met him, long ago. And it was an off-the-record lunch, so I won't say what he said, but I will tell you there was no outrage denial. So everybody kind of knew what was going on. And the question for people in Hollywood, what they will have to ask themselves is, you know, you're going to be okay with this and look the other way. And that goes for politics, too. He did Hillary Clinton fundraisers. He had Barack Obama's daughter as an intern at his company. And I, for one, am highly doubtful that these people had heard not one whisper about what Harvey's conduct was like.
All right. A little bit of context about Harvey Weinstein. I mean, this man has been powerful capital P for 3-4 decades.
A long time. First at Miramax, which was then sold to Disney, and then with the Weinstein Company, once Disney actually ousted him and his brother. But yes, certainly a storied career in terms of creating award-winning films, you know, Academy Award magnets. And meanwhile, I think it was quite widely known in Hollywood that Harvey Weinstein had these kinds of issues with sexual misconduct, allegedly. And people, you know, looked the other way and did business with him.
A lot of business. I mean, a one-on-one meeting with the man could mean a lot of money for an actor, for a director.
It could be a career-making thing. I mean, you know, people would be thrilled if they didn't know much about the business, if Harvey Weinstein expressed interest in them or their project. That's one of the reasons why he was able to have so many women, you know, come and go in these meetings he arranged in hotel rooms. And also, you know, because of the wealth and power and connections, which were extensive at the highest level politically, as well as in Hollywood, it is pretty daunting to take on a guy like that if you want to blow the whistle. You could say the women in many cases settled, took payments, but the alternative was not something that most people can even dream about financing, especially when he's going to hire the kind of army of lawyers that he's hired now.
Always good to talk to Kim Masters, editor-at-large at Hollywood Reporter and host of KCRW's The Business. Kim, thanks.
Thank you, David.
Our senior producer is Nicole Childers. Our digital producer is Janet Wynn. I am David Brancaccio, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.